I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. The Northwood-Kensett baseball game at home last night versus Central Springs had to be canceled. Coach Jeff Furstein told me that a parent of one of his players had COVID-19 symptoms and got tested yesterday. Per state rules, the game had to be called off until the results are known. If it's negative, all is well, and they will host Lake Mills tonight at 7:30 on Power 96. If positive, all the players and coaches will have to be tested and quarantined for 14 days, effectively ending their season. Lake Mills won their baseball game on the road last night in Bancroft 3-1 over North Union. Mason Fritz went the distance for the win, and Casey Hansen had the game-winning RBI single in the sixth. That puts the first-place Dogs at 4-0 in the top of Iowa West and 6-1 overall. CHS Field in St. Paul, home to the American Association's St. Paul Saints, will be the Twins' alternate training site for the 2020 season. The Twins plan to spread their summer camp workouts across both Target Field and CHS Field. Five of the six top Twins prospects will probably work out at CHS, including Royce Lewis, number one, Alex Kirloff, number two, Trevor Larnach, number three, Johan Duran, number five, and Ryan Jeffers, number six. Meanwhile, the Saints actually opened training camp of their own at CHS Field last Thursday ahead of their season opener this Friday. Former Iowa Hawkeye running back Akram Wadley on Monday detailed several allegations of mistreatment by current and former Hawkeyes coaches, writing that playing for Iowa football was a living nightmare. Wadley, who played for Iowa from 2014 to 2017, Wadley alleges that Brian Ferentz, son of Kirk and an Iowa assistant since 2012, repeatedly asked him if he planned to rob a liquor store or a gas station whenever he saw Wadley wearing a team-issued wool cap. He also alleges that Iowa targeted him and other players for not gaining enough weight during the season, which led him to binging on shakes before workouts and becoming sick. Wadley writes that he asked Broderick Binns, Iowa's director of player development, to find him a therapist because no one in the football program would help us or listen to what we had to say. After meeting with a therapist once, Wadley writes that she disappeared. Wadley writes that he turned to alcohol to cope because of his experience at Iowa. Major League Soccer is nearly back with the aptly named MLS Is Back tournament kicking off July 8th and running until the final on August 11th. After the league suspended play on March 12th amid the pandemic, the regular season will resume in a tournament format at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex just outside Orlando. All 26 clubs will take part as the league breaks them into five groups of four and one group of six. Three teams from Group A, as well as the top two in each of the other groups, will advance to the round of 16. The next three highest-ranking teams in the group stage will round out the knockout field. Minnesota United FC is in Group D, Western Conference, with Real Salt Lake, Sporting Kansas City, and Colorado Rapids. And Minnesota's first game is Sunday, July 12th against Kansas City, 7 p.m. on ESPN. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, and information on the shopping show, all available on our website, kqprfm.com. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.